Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the absolute last session of our Surah Yasin storytelling series. And beautifully, the surah itself in the remaining few verses summarizes and recaps, reviewing the previous verses and the themes that we've been talking about. In Ayah 69, Allah tells us that these words are not poetry. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was not a poet. He'd never produced such words before. And poetry is merely words of the imagination. But Allah tells us in verse 69, إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ, that this Qur'an is a reminder and a clear message. لِتُنذِرَ, it's a warning. Now, if you remember from section one, when we looked at the message and the messenger, Allah was then telling us how this Quran was tunzir, a warning. But do you remember the specific group of people in that section that Allah was telling us the Quran was a warning to? Do you remember the aba'uhum, the people, the fathers, the forefathers, the previous generation of Arabs who had not received a message? It was a warning for them. But now in Ayah 71, Allah is saying, لِيُنذِرَ مَنَ كَانَ حَيًّا, that this Quran is a warning for the hay, for the living. That's us. This Quran is a warning for us. And so, although Surah Yasin is one that we recite for those who have died, Allah wants us to take heed and wake up to this message before it's too late. In the next few ayah, Allah recaps the previous theme of the world around us, where He is mentioning to us a few more of His ayah, of His signs and blessings. In Ayah 71, Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِمَّا أَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا, have they not seen that we have created for them an'am, cattle, cows and bulls? Allah is singling out the cattle, an animal who we can't imagine our landscape without. We depend on this animal for so much. Food, leather. And Allah says, we even give it the benefit of being able to ride on it. Again, do you remember the ayah, the signs that Allah mentioned of transport in the previous sections? Yeah? The cattle is a hugely beneficial animal. So we get different foods and drinks from it, milk and leather. But even its droppings fertilize the ground and make the soil more productive and help us to benefit even further. In Ayah 73, Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, are they then not grateful? Again, think back when we looked at the blessings, when Allah told us about the food and the variety and luxury of different tasting fruits. Did you remember that verse that he said back then as well? أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, are they then not grateful? Are we thankful and appreciative of all these blessings Allah's given us? Are we using them in the right way? In Ayah 74 and 75, Allah says, these people have taken gods besides Allah who give them no benefit. Again, take your mind back. When we listen to the story of Rajulun Yas'a, when he was thinking about the messengers and what he had been told, he was trying to decide for himself, should I believe in this Allah, this Lord that they are telling me about? One of his arguments that he came to reason was that the idols that he was worshipping couldn't give him shafa, couldn't help him, or they couldn't stop harm coming to him. Allah again is telling us the same thing. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ, Allah is, Ayah 76, Allah is comforting the Holy Prophet. He is saying, do not let their words grieve you, because we all know how harshly Rasulullah was treated. And again, take your mind back to the section when we looked at lessons from the past. How were these messengers who went to the town? How were they treated? Do you remember how the people called them liars? How rude they were? How they told them they were a bad omen? But had the messengers given up on their job? No, they hadn't. They hadn't become disheartened because they knew Allahu A'lam, Allah knows. And in the same way, in verse 76, Allah is telling the Holy Prophet, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ, I know how you're being treated, but do not let their words grieve you. In ayah 77, another sign of Allah that he talks about, he says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانِ, does man not see, أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِن نُطْفَةٍ, that we created him from a single drop of water. Is he then not able to give life to the dead bones when we have died and give us life? We started as nothing. He's the one who has power to do everything. And then the few remaining verses now recap the theme of the hereafter, the future destination that we talked about, resurrection and what awaits us. In ayah 80, Allah gives us a visual of a green tree, a tree which is normally blossoming and bearing fruit. When it dries up, then its dry wood can now be used to light a fire. A tree which is made up of soil and water, neither of which can light a fire on their own, but when combined, Allah's given them the power and the ability to be able to light a fire. If He can do this, is He not then able to give us life when we have died? In ayah 81, Allah says, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's reminding us of His power. إِنَّ أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا, if Allah wants something to happen, He doesn't need to think about it. He doesn't need a helper. He doesn't need to plan. Rather, أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, He just has to say, كُنْ, be, and it is. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي, oh, glory be to Allah. What a perfect, most beautiful, amazing Lord that we have. بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and His hand, He has control and power over everything. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and to Him will be your return. To Him you will be brought back. What a beautiful ending to a beautiful surah. We started by learning about Sirat al-Mustaqim and how we must hold on to the message, Quran al-Hakim, and the messenger, so that we too can be on the straight path. Surah Yasin took us on a journey of history. We looked at lessons from the past. It brought our attention to the signs of the universe, the blessings of Allah all around us. It described for us the journey that lies ahead of us in the hereafter. And now eventually it has brought us back to acknowledge Allah's power and our ultimate destination, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, to Him we shall return. Surah Yasin encompasses all the lessons and teachings of Islam. It gives us the guidance that we need to live a good life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.